my brothers and sisters in the Lord. It is by coincidence that this gospel today is about a man with small in stature named Zacchaeus. I did not choose the reading. The reading chose me. The first reading speaks of fidelity. Fidelity unto death, to Yahweh, the one true God. The second reading speaks of an encounter with Jesus and a conversion that takes place through that encounter with Jesus. It's the second reading that I am concerned about, the Gospel. And if I would like to use the language of the symposium, it would be Zacchaeus and his, the culture of the rich, encountering the culture of the Gospel in Jesus. And the encounter between these two cultures results in conversion. Conversion. The culture of Zacchaeus giving in to the culture of the Gospel, and then Zacchaeus committing himself to that culture. Note that the words he said, "I shall give my half of my belongings to the poor. I shall pay him back fourfold." He has not done this yet. But because Jesus is there, Jesus looks at him with love, Zacchaeus commits himself to the Gospel of Jesus, to follow him. And Jesus says, "Today, salvation has come to this house." My brothers and sisters, the feast also today is of that of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. I'm always amazed that saints like them, Hungary and yesterday Scotland, this a queen of Scotland, mother and queen, and how they become saints, how they seem to imbibe the culture of the Gospel that they have been born into, but as rich people. Today we will talk about the culture of the elite and the culture of the poor, and the encounters of these two cultures, whether in two persons or in one person. We have those in religious life, people who are born rich and then follow Jesus. The culture of the Gospel, assume the lifestyle of the Gospel. And those who are born poor, the culture of the poor, and remain poor in spirit, and sometimes also resist the culture of the Gospel by trying to move upwards, even in consecrated life. The two cultures are very different. Very different in the sense that this Elizabeth of Hungary, born rich, born into nobility, after her husband died, lived a life of poverty. Spiritual writers say that when one is converted to God, one is also converted to the poor. And this is very true of Elizabeth of Hungary and Miss Mary of Scotland yesterday. Said very true, a conversion to God also results in a conversion to the poor. This is what Zacchaeus has done. He encountered Jesus, he was converted to Jesus, And then he committed himself to be poor in spirit, to share his riches with the poor. And if he defrauded anybody, he would say, I will pay him back fourfold. It's something endemic in Asia, this corruption. And we know that he's talking about that specifically because he was a tax collector in the Philippines. People in the Bureau of Internal Revenue would be suspected as enriching themselves because of the money of the people. It's sometimes called a den of corruption. The Bureau of Internal Revenue, people who collect taxes. So it was with Zacchaeus. He was considered a sinner because he was a tax collector and probably pocketed some of the taxes, but he was also considered a sinner because he was a tax collector for Rome, a hated foreign colonizer of Israel. So he was a sinner compounded. But because they encountered Jesus, he left that culture behind and followed the culture of the gospel in Jesus, committing himself to them. The brothers and sisters, we too, as consecrated people, have arguably a culture of consecrated life, based on the Gospels, based on our own encounter with Jesus. And sometimes it's very difficult in this day and age to keep a poverty of spirit, to be detached from possessions, or in the Asian cultures, to be detached from families by blood. But if we are true to the gospel that we have defined through formation, then we can surely follow the example of the old man in the first reading, who was faithful even unto death.